Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word. And I am joined by my caramel-complected co-host, Miss 100%. Say hi to the people, 100.
What's cracking?
You want to holler at us. 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. Once again, 646-929-2037 is the call-in number. We social network, so we encourage you. Add us on Twitter, Smooth Drama. Facebook, tag my yearbook. I'm Dick Hugger. You can add me there. I'll add you back. Follow me. I'll follow you back. We get a little social discourse going. But, of course, I'm kind of irrelevant. You really want to stalk Miss 100%. And in order to stalk Miss 100%, what we got to do?
You know, I've been fighting the whole stalking thing, but I'm just giving it to it. No use fighting it. You can reach me at imnotonbs@yahoo.com. You can also catch up with me on Facebook, Miss 100%, spelled out all one word. Or you can holler at me, Miss Sure Thang, T-H-A-N-G, on text.
So
that's how you can get at me.
It's Miss Sure Thang, not Miss Probably Thang.
So it's Miss Sure Thang.
All right. Just making sure. Now, you know, you was talking about you wasn't going to fight the stalking.
Yeah.
Why are these prisoners on a hunger strike? They say they're angry about what they call harsh treatment. And so as many as 12,000 inmates who are skipping meals in at least 8 California prisons.
They go skip meals to protest against harsh treatment.
Yeah. Pretty much. I thought it was kind of funny. Hunger strikes.
To protest against harsh treatment. That.
Right. Now, I know some folks are like, yeah, there's a lot of people who are incarcerated who shouldn't be incarcerated. Then there are a lot of people who are incarcerated who really should be incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
They really, really
should be locked up.
Yeah.
But
they say it's about they're in solitary confinement for too long and they want to change their condition. You want to give them a tip on how to change their condition?
Stop doing stupid shit to get your ass put in jail.
What?
I mean, since when should a prisoner have any luxuries or comforts anyway? You're a prisoner. That's kind of the point. So,
yeah.
Quit doing stupid shit.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, speaking of quitting doing stupid shit, you know, there's a guy in jail in Ohio, Muslim inmate on death row, who says Ohio prisoners refuse to prepare his meals under Islamic law. Mind you, this condemned inmate, Abdul Akal, or whatever, who 52 years old, was convicted of killing his wife and her brother in 1992 while they was preparing for a meal. meeting in the office of the Cuyahoga County Domestic Relations Court.
There's just so much going on with this story.
Yeah. Oh, and it's worse because after he killed them, he was pointing his gun toward his 15-month-old daughter.
And now he has he's suing them over what?
He's saying that he should get meals prepared under Islamic law.
You laughing at me because you already know I'm about to flip out, right?
I'm sorry. I can't.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, he's saying, well, they maintain Jewish prisoners, they get kosher meals, so they must provide his halal meals.
Okay, now, if that's true, then, okay, I'm with you. Yeah. I mean, because if you're going to cater to one prisoner, then cater to the rest. But like I just said earlier, I mean, you're in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no special treatment, hold my hand, and all of this different kind of stuff. Just deal with it. Suck it up. You said he killed his wife?
Yeah, he killed the wife and the brother and was about to shoot his daughter.
I could care less if they made him a pie made out of shit. I don't care. You killed somebody, so you get nothing.
Can't argue there. Yeah.
That's just the bottom line.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting. But you know, I'm on the gangster rap tip today. You know, I've been getting my motivation on. And I gotta call out some of these so called gangster rappers. After listening to some radio songs that I'll get into a little bit later. Y'all not really gangster. See, because, you know, as we know, gangster rappers, they get their stuff from the mob, you know, and they name themselves after mob figures, whatnot, and they supposed to be hard.
And have no idea of, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I read some stuff, you know, out of my favorite state of Florida, by the way. A guy, Ian Stewart Wood, who was arrested because him and his wife got into a heated game of Yahtzee. I guess it's one of them things that there's something about Yahtzee that just make folks, I mean, it's like the next level of gangster. You know, because there's gangster rap and you diss somebody and they want to kill you, whatnot. But then there's gangster Yahtzee. Where, I mean, she said something during the game of Yahtzee, and he's like, oh, no, you didn't, and proceeded to choking her ass out. Now, and...
That's not funny.
Yeah, I know, it's not funny. I mean, it's kind of retarded, but I'm making the point where, you know, you talk about gangster, you gangster, I'm hardcore, but are you ready to choke somebody out over a board game?
Well, I mean, they kill people overstepping on their white tennis shoes.
Yeah. Well, and another case in point, behind Yahtzee. You remember earlier this summer, the brothers who the mother asked them to play Yahtzee on Christmas, and they was like, nah, and killed her. That's gangster.
It's
incredibly stupid. You know, I'm thinking, nah, Ma, I don't really want to play. And then,
come on, play. I just wanted to play Yahtzee with you.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, but you think about that. They
kind of went back and forth for a minute. I told your ass, I don't want. Oh, yeah. I can.
Right. I'm sorry. I'm talking about this because you know how I feel about FM radio. We get such treasures from FM radio, like, mm-hmm. you know, we had the era of skeet, skeet, skeet.
Yeah, yeah.
there's a song I've been arguing about, the whole "I beat the pussy up" that's played on the radio.
Well, of course, because guys think that that's the way to do a woman. I mean, he's really
that's cool. Really? If you're talking to one person, but on the radio, that's a whole different subject. Now, what I'm talking about is this number one hit by Big Sean and Kanye West, Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. Special mm-hmm. shout out to my homegirl Love to the World, because I know how much she enjoys Chardonnay and Marvin Gaye. It's just, in the lyrics in the song, and there's a video too. Of course, the video has the obvious, the half naked girls, and the guys talking about beating the woman and calling her, she's my bitch, and they also have the point in the song where he talks about she gives me head with her shades on. And I'm like, what part of the game is this?
But you know what's funny? It's all this talk about, excuse my language, I'm just going to, be.
Say it. Let that shit out.
All this talk about beating a pussy up and, how they work the pussy and how they getting all this head. Gay guys call their assholes pussy. Most of these so-called gangster rappers, hip-hop artists, they on the DL. So these ain't women that they fucking.
Well, see.
So I just had to put it out there.
Well, see, but I have, I got to disagree with you, because when you say DL, everybody says DL.
Oh, yeah, they on the DL as straight men.
Yeah.
Fronting like they're straight.
Right. See, because I don't see them as on the DL as gay men. No, I say they are gay men who are on the DL as heterosexuals.
Yes.
It always works out like that. Because they just keep getting in the same situations. Your Mr. C's, all these guys, they get caught up with men. It's just like, dog, won't you just say you're gay and move on with it? I don't know.
They wouldn't be able to, I mean, it's kind of hard for a big buff dude or a dude to pretend like he's hard while he's taking it up the ass. Really?
Yeah, well.
Like,
I don't know.
Like a bitch. Well,
you see, I want to get back to Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay, though.
Okay.
There's one other thing that irks me. Now, you remember when Master P did that whole,
like, you don't control it.
Yeah. There's a lot of these songs, it's not the Master P, it's like a little brother to it. It's like,
Yeah.
What is that?
Like, Weezy or Lil Wayne. Yeah. All the time. Okay, baby.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell is that? I mean, but there is I've heard like four or five songs with that. I just want to reach through the airways and just Yahtzee choke their ass. Like, stop that. Stop it.
Maybe they're just feeling it. Maybe they're just in a rhythm. They in the flow of things. And so, No.
I'm getting that rhythm. He just need to clean that. He just take it all off the radio. I just send in my cleanup crew, and because I'm corny and cheesy like that, We're going to go into a break, and this is KRS-One and Buckshot Cleanup Crew.
Somebody call for a cleanup crew. Just when you thought it could and get any rougher, there's a bounty on your head. Guess who's the quicker picker up of me? No mess on the scene, do it so fresh and so clean. Successfully clean, bad full of fuck out of feds and police. Umbrella para, you're more than your dandruff. When I aim at your head and shoulders, I'm the salt on the street that melts the snow up that mess. You don't want to royally flush it down without the help of poker. Just a super soaker with soap sun, wash you up, kaboom, drug free. That might have went over your head, but y'all should duck anyway. Rock is an oxy clean. Whoop up the face of the rap scene. Just watch me be with the arm and hammer of bacon. So the suckers don't come around here no more faking. Do it no more snaking. I clean house like Jeffrey Krause, like Benson with a semi.
Who calls the cleanup?
Get yourself cleaned up like a fiend in need. Who need drugs?
Who you clean up? You.
Clean house, make a clean break. Start over with a clean slate.
We the cleanup crew. You.
Get washed and dried. The things may tag you with laundry night.
Got to clean up. You.
Every last old nigga is simple as wax on wax on.
Who calls the cleanup crew?
I'm the janitor. I come to clean up quick. The mic is the mop. I clean the streets up quick, quick. I spit the dish and you'll get infected. I wipe out your whole crew and leave them lemon scented. The dragon is entered. The mic is there. I'm daring you. Jump so I can answer that tearing you. Airing your crew. I'm air freshening you. Here's what KRS gon' do. I'ma let you clean up your ass and team. But you front, I'ma throw you in an Irish spring. Dude, I'm the king like Martin Luther. You the loser like Bush.
Push that boom back and forth. Clean your ceiling, clean your walls. They don't feel you at all, dog. We're swiffer, yeah, you beg to differ. We shine, you glitter, we nine on the brick.
I can't believe you trying to see me. I spit the gospel like BB and CeCe. First time I hear dude one see me, I get greasy, start grinning like then commence the firing. Fire back, big boom. You be like, what kind of iron is that? There's no time to react. You just the type of rapper I've been dying to smack. I'm so and so, I'm this, I'm that. But I told y'all before, you just quit.
Who called the cleanup crew?
Get yourself cleaned up like a fiend in the air. Who need drugs?
Who you clean up? You.
Clean house, make a clean break. Start over with a clean slate.
We the cleanup crew. You.
Get washed and dry. The things may tag you with laundry night.
Got the cleanup. You. You.
Every last old nigga is simple as wax on wax on.
We got a lot to gain, so I'ma make you cheer. Flows like water, bring the tide up to here. So crazy, my formula is 409. It's fantastic, you can go online and get it A-L-L. That spells all, I shout P-U-S-S-Y. That spells y'all. Look, B-D-I, I set the trend. And my voice caress your friends, so I did it again. They call me Mr. Clean, spreading joy in the scene. It's a new era that's fitted for your boy in the scene. Look, I'm a comet, a bomb so toxic you can praise for a breeze. But that's
who called the cleanup crew?
Get yourself cleaned up like a fiend in the air. Who need drugs?
Who you clean up? You.
Clean house, make a clean break. Start over with a clean slate.
We the cleanup crew.
Get washed and dry. The things may tag you with laundry night.
Got the cleanup. You.
Every last old nigga is simple as wax on wax on.
Who called the cleanup crew?
Together you got
Drama. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was KRS-One and Buckshot off the album Survivor Skills. That was Cleanup Crew. You need some Cleanup Crews on the radio. Just every time a song comes on talking about I beat the pussy up, or what's that, as the thing Professor Griff called him, Little Wendy, doing his love song on the radio. Anyway.
Little Wendy, yeah. Every rapper is named as Little something now.
Yeah, I know. Little or Young.
Yeah.
42 years old and they're young. Anyway.
Yeah, young. That mean they dumb as hell. Young. Never mind.
Well, I'm in the Bay Area, Oakland to be specific, and I guess I'm an organic farmer because I grow some of my own food, at least some stuff that I can eat. Some of it looks edible. Sometimes it doesn't look edible, but hey, I guess that's what happens in the whole gardening business. Anyway, they voted to eliminate the ban here in Oakland where you can sell your homegrown produce. You know, because they said it came about because the cities wanted to distinguish themselves from the rural areas, so they stopped people from being able to grow and sell their food. Now, I guess by the grace of the great city of Oakland, I can grow and sell my food, which...
You now have permission
to
grow and sell your own stuff. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, imagine that. I have the right to do what supposedly I was supposed to have the right to do in the first place.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. You're too kind.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, as a conspiracy theorist, well, being the conspiracy theorist that I am, the whole controlling everything you do when you should have the right to do it, it's one of them things where I'm big on. I don't need you to tell me to grow food. I don't need you to tell me what I can grow and how I can grow it.
Well, that's because you know, you're right. But there are people that don't know their rights, so, and they go specifically by the quote-unquote laws of the land. So they do what they're told, and they keep quiet and keep their head down because they're just happy to just get by.
Well, those people are the same people who will call and say, oh, because they don't like the way a neighbor's yard looks in the back or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
What was that? I'm trying to remember. Was it Michigan or whatnot where the neighbors didn't like the way her front yard looked because she was growing the garden and they called the cops on her or whatever. And no.
I mean, but it's your property.
Right.
So I can hang dildos all over from my front yard if I want to. Mine.
That would be an interesting look.
That's made up a word. I'm sorry. But.
No. Hold on. My man K. Leslie Graves asked in chat room, what about the Muslims' right to eat halal? I think the difference that we're speaking on, we're talking about one guy who is suing to get meals on death row after he's murdered and extinguished people's lives. And then we're just talking about I should have the right on my property to grow food. I think they're two totally different situations. I don't care too much for people's rights on death row. I don't think I ever will.
I agree.
Well, this isn't Mumia Abdul-Jabbar, Jamal, who's disputing his being on death row. This is a guy who plainly, at the courthouse, killed his family. So, yeah.
Well, the thing about this is when you're in prison, you're being fed, the food that you're being fed is being paid for by us. And when you're in your house, you're a law-abiding citizen, you're in your own home, you own your property, you should have the right to grow and eat what you want. But when you're in prison, you're being fed by the law-abiding citizens because it's coming out of our pockets. And again, jail is not supposed to be comforting. Jail is not supposed to be a happy camp or a summer camp or anything like that. Jail, you're in prison because you did some fucked up shit. And when you kill somebody, two people, and then try to kill a baby, like I said before, I could care less what rights they violate.
Yeah, and for the record, no, people of the Jewish faith are not special. No one is special in jail. Well, no one, everyone's special outside of jail, but in jail, nope.
But I'm not going to keep going over this, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
If they do it for one, they should do it for the other. Now, it's different if, okay, there's a Jew in one prison and he's, you know, being able to eat what he wants to eat.
Hold on a second. We got a caller here.
Yeah, it's Kay Leslie Graves.
Yeah. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Hi.
What's going on, man?
Hi, Ms. Hunt 100%.
Hey.
Hey, Dick. Y'all doing some serious contradicting over there.
Not really.
Not really, because we talked about this earlier. If, you know, if the Jew is getting his, then the Muslim should get his as well. But this may be in two separate prisons. So what they're doing in one place has nothing to do with what they're doing in another place. So we've already said, yeah, everybody should get equal rights. Don't discriminate. But, again, it's still they're prisoners. So I don't see why they should have any special rights anyway, whether they're Jew, Muslim, whatever.
Okay, well, you know, there's always been a long debate whether we should be rehabilitating or punishing people in jail or in prison. And, you know, also I work in a jail, right?
Right.
So, you know, if we decide that we're going to punish and make people eat, for example, if you make me a largely vegetarian, now start eating steak, I'm going to get sick. Okay, and I'm gonna get a lawyer and say that all of a sudden I'm being made to eat pork and steak, whether I'm convicted, guilty, or whatever the thing is. You know, I should have a right to choose according to my religious and my cultural practices. You know, like if I want some chitlins in jail, I get chitlins.
I would solve those problems. Everybody get grits.
Well,
you get some toast, you get some grit, and some water.
If you want some meat, eat somebody.
Well, you know, of course, everybody's entitled to their opinion. But if you are a city running a jail and you want to minimize the lawsuits, finally, the people inside incarcerated have a lot of the same rights that they're still Americans, whether they're in jail or not. And so, you know, they may not have the privilege of voting, but as far as having the right to practice their religious belief, you know, I'm just going to listen to y'all talk about it. You know, they have a right to eat in the manner that's, and if you decide you want to strip them of all that rights, I mean, it might be a debatable position, but it's not a tenable one, you know, legally.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. And then at the same time, there's rehabilitation, which we know is not really our jail system's aim and goal, even though on the outside they quote-unquote say that's their goal.
Well, would we like it to be? Would we like it to be rehabilitative?
Well, yeah, but the clear and concise answer is that is not our 100% goal. It may be going on in 1% of our prisons in America, but I've yet to see the comprehensive program that is educating the prisoners and more than what 10% come out and they're very productive citizens.
That's why when my new radio show goes on, thanks to you, goes on the air, and we build that new world, that new culture and that new environment on Earth, Moon, man's first colonization efforts in space. You know, I want you to call up and talk to me the same way I'm talking to you and say, hey, Leslie, what about where's the rehabilitation, you know, in terms of using labor force discarded by, you know, Earth? You know, I hope to get the same treatment I'm giving you today. So.
Oh, you don't have to worry about that, brother.
Okay. I'm going to listen to y'all now.
All
right. Y'all be cool.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
Later.
Later.
So here's my thing. Right. Rehabilitation. Is rehabilitation up to everybody else, or is it up to the individual? Because you can implement all the programs that you want to. Where we have, just look at how many we have programmed ourselves to death in this country. There's programs for everything, but people do not take advantage of the programs or take advantage of the education. So is it up to them to rehabilitate somebody that is a murderer? Or is it up to that person that, you know, to want to change and to actually change? Change comes from within.
Right.
So,
yeah.
But again, I fail to see, you know, what this rehabilitating has to do with a prisoner getting a certain type of meal.
Well, I think what they're trying to say, in a joking manner, that, yeah, one guy gets this, the other guy should get it. They have a religious expectation, you know. Supposedly we're about freedom of religion, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
As we know, once again, it's not.
We're not, though.
Right. But they should have the same expectations. You know, if the Jewish guy can get kosher meals, then the Islamic guy should get halal meals, or however you pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
I myself, like my man asked, Death Row, should they get their last meal? No, I feel that we talked about that in length a couple yeah. shows back.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should get a last meal. I mean, they're getting these exorbitant last meals, but they murdered someone. I mean, keep forgetting they ended people's lives. They ruined a whole lot of people's lives. Not only the people that they murdered, but also their own family members. I mean, because when you go to jail, it affects a whole family unit. So there's a lot of lives that these people have touched in a negative way. And like, oh, we're going to send you out with our great meal.
No. Right.
Kiss my ass.
And that's my whole point about the whatever type of meal it is. I mean, it doesn't matter to me.
Well,
but you took a person's life. So you think that I care if you lick the floor or if you get a kosher meal or not? I care less if you starved. You killed somebody.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I mean, and see, we're talking about meals. And for me, food is one of those very important things. We have, like, just this week, some that didn't get a lot of pub. The Austinites, they gathered at the state capitol in Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they are a group who is strongly against processed foods and the impact that they have on America's health.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And because they're saying that the Grocery Manufacturers Association estimates 80% of the American packaged food contains genetically engineered ingredients, and the government should require labels identifying these foods, which is why I brought up the whole organic farming. And for me, very important, the importance of farmers markets, because The stuff that you're getting in the grocery stores are very unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what's modified modified foods, as you know, research down the line always shows what 5 years later what it does. it kills folks. I mean, it's something I plan on talking about in another show. Mm-hmm. Like, we got the fluoride in the water, fluoride in our toothpaste, when it's been shown that it's poison, and that's distributed every day. I mean, we buy it on purpose,
right?
I mean,
and all of our household cleaning items. You know, the Clorox, the Pine Sol. If you set this stuff out for garbage men to carry away, they won't take it. You have to call a special unit to come and pick these items up,
right?
Because they're so hazardous.
Exactly. Now, I wanted to be real quick. I mean, because we talk about hazardous waste and whatnot. There's Georgia farmers who own farms. They're saying that the bill HB 87 is costing Georgia big bucks. HB 87 was that immigration bill where it stopped the immigrants from coming in, and so there are no migrant workers going into Georgia. And supposedly, they had $140 million in crop losses is linked to a shortage of more than 5,000 farm workers, or what we would call fruit pickers.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I went and looked up what the farm workers, fruit pickers, what they normally make. They make from in between $17,000 and $19,000 a year. In Georgia. But then I was like, that's not enough. So I went and got a test sample from 10 states. And I was kind of shocked, actually, because I saw Miami, $26,000, Indianapolis, $35,000, Orlando, $25,000, Phoenix, $26,000, Charlotte, $25,000, Atlanta, $26,000, New York, $34,000, Dallas, $21,000, Chicago, $35,000, Houston, $30,000 on the average.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was like, okay, we gonna talk, because you know I talked about the gangster rappers and the rappers whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, what do the average rapper make a year? So went into it, and they were breaking down after the rappers have done the recoup. They paid the managers. They paid everybody else. They were showing that a rapper or a rap group, whatnot, who had a gold record. They, over a 3 year game, came back with $75,000 over 3 years, which comes out to roughly about $25,000. A year. So basically,
they can just pick fruit.
Yeah, everywhere but Dallas, they could do better than they could as rappers.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I guess, there ain't no groupies in.
There's no glory, no glamour, no glitz,
yeah.
No bling in picking fruit.
Yeah, no.
But you will be able to pay your bills. So. The other point I wanted to make, it's funny how they're saying, okay, they need these people to pick fruit, but what about all of the people that are out of work and, you know, a person who's desperate and wants, you know, to eat and wants to survive, you do whatever you have to do. I mean, people with college degrees, master's degrees, they take lower paying jobs all the time because they're humble and they want to, you know, a little money is better than no money. So if these people that are out of work, why don't they, the people that are, you know, don't have the people to pick the fruit, why don't they go to the unemployment offices go, you know, find all these unemployed workers that actually want a job.
Well, I think what happens is they say that they want workers, but they really want the unemployed, well, they want the migrant workers, because you can actually offer them less and they can't complain. See, I mean, that the issue is always about, okay, do you have to offer health insurance? You have to pay taxes. There's paperwork. Whereas with migrant workers, it's straight cash, homie. You don't have to report it. Which is why these farmers are asking for them to give them a break and make it easier for foreign workers to get in and get their guest worker visas. So, of course, they can pay them less.
Mm-hmm.
Less paperwork, make more profit.
Yeah. Huh.
Kind of funny how that goes.
Trying to find a way to beat the system.
Oh. I think that's capitalism at its finest. How can
I just felt really dirty saying that, beat the system, but...
All right, well, you go get cleaned up. We going to go on a break again here. This is De La Soul, Rock Cocaine Flow.
Up in the five-star telly, stand to my grind, beat them average and seize at a time. Unlike them, we grab them. So systematically inclined to pen lines without saying the producer's name all over the track. Yeah, I said it. What you need to do is get back to reading credits. Read them at it alphabetically. Stuck on that English shit. Now, before we pour that store shot, your rock, okay, go. From the top of the key for three villain. Been on in the game as long as you can really swing. Turn the corner spinning. Bust that ass and get up. Dust off the mask, crawl up a laugh, give him a head up. He got jumped. Pumped his adrenaline. He said it made him tougher than a bump of raw medicine. To write all night long, the hourglass is still slow. Flow from hellborn to free power like Lil Cole. It's still on bills. Pay dues forever. Play moves when it comes to who's more cleverer. Used to wore leather goose with a fur collar. And charge the fee for loose leaf. Words per dollar, you heard holler. Lord or dude, we need food. Eat your teams for sure. The streets all seem rude. For fam like the Partridges. Pardon him for the mix up. Battle for your Tory cartridges. I put the kicks up, it's a stick. I put your blicks up. These pretty cold cuts are full like penile flicks. Give him 20. Danger in his eyes will let you know he's a brawler. Bring your tallest champs like that much taller. 10 pounds heavier. One step ahead of it. Vocab, stamina, style's all irrelevant. Camps and clicks, units, squad crews and clans. Even your tongue to fuck around. Boom, drum that bong. There goes that news van again. Act like you're new, like toucan salmon them. He rappers like part of a complete breakfast. Their rhymes ain't worth the weight of their cheap necklace. String them up, bring them up under whack, jump snack. Get that out your hand, pump, jump, and get your dunk smack. Foul, we all know the rules, bro. You show, you blow, the super, you fool. You don't go like you. You go light, camera, action with no makeup. We hail out to the death, or at least until we wake up. Here's a couple of nice guys who finished first. So nice try, but the prize dies first. They say the good die young. You know I added some badass to my flavor to prolong my life over the drum. Everyone cools off for being hot. It's about if you can handle being cold or not. And we were told to hop, but no one sticks by Prince Paul. We stayed original ever since, y'all. First to do a lot of things in the game, but the last to say it. Don't even place it on the scale to weigh it. And don't do it for the praise or the raise the bar. Yet it's raised anyways, so amazing are the three L.I. brothers from the other way. You're thinking, hey, your lady's waiting. I think you need to get that or I have to hold the elements of airborne. I'm flowing to set. Yo, let's pussy cut this shit and get the gingerbread, man. Sacrifice rights and push drugs to these rappers. Puff ponies till I turn blue in the lips. Sippin' broads like 7-Up, so refreshing. I finger pop these verses like first dates. The first date, September 2-1, 1-9, 6-8. You go, you go, you go.
Together you got it.
like the smooth drama. That was De La Soul, Rock Cocaine Flow. You know, because I guess you have to be on rock cocaine to the highs and the low. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, no, I love De La Soul. You know, they always have been different. They haven't been afraid to be different. I admire that. There's something to be said about people who ain't trying to be what everybody else is.
Yeah, kind of like smooth drama.
Something like that. Even though I'm trying to be like you without the female organs. Anyway, now we come to the part of the show. Y'all know what it is. When we talk about our dumbasses, you want to tell the world who you think is a dumbass for this week, Miss 100%.
Yeah, my dumbass is an electronics retail store in Billings, Montana, I believe. Roger Klein, 51-year-old security guard, was fired from his job for stopping a thief from stealing $1,600 in merchandise. He said that his instincts just took over, and instead of letting the man just get away with all the merchandise, he grabbed the thief and threw him to the floor and then called cops, and he was arrested and charged with felony theft, and he's on trial. But then he was called into the manager's office and handed a notice of involuntary separation. Mm. And basically, the management of the store was saying the reason for the policy is employee safety. And he said, it extends even to store security personnel. They're instructed to not go after shoplifters and other criminals and instead call the police to deal with the matter. So it's basically, you know, they have security as a deterrent, but if it doesn't deter people from stealing, then just open the door and say, all right, I'll holler, you know, have a great day, enjoy the shit that you just stole. So,
isn't that pretty much what they're saying?
And I mean, shit, really? Okay, this would be my dream job. Because all I have to do is stand around and look at a bunch of people. And I don't care if you steal something or not. I'm not going to put my life in danger. So, I mean, but people who actually are in security and stuff like that, and they care and they want to stop a thief, you know, it's just an instinct. But,
yeah, I mean, it obviously was the wrong one.
Yeah. And this wasn't the first, this wasn't the only, dumbass that I had just like this. There was another guy in a convenience store who wouldn't let the thief steal the money out of the cash register. Instead, he fought him off, and he was fired as well.
Yeah, because it doesn't pay to do what they hired you for, be security. Anyway. Yeah. Kind of retarded. My dumbass or group of dumb asses. It starts with the people who voted in Ohio for, starting last Friday, concealed weapon permit holders in Ohio will be allowed to carry guns into bars and restaurants.
I just want to know one question. You've been picking on Ohio a whole lot lately, though. Is it a reason why? No.
It's not picking up Ohio per se, but it's the fact that people in power would actually think that allowing people with concealed weapons into a bar is a good idea. I don't know about anybody else out there listening, but if I find out that people can be in the bar or the restaurant I'm in, and there's alcohol being served, and they can have guns in there, it's not an incentive for me to want to go out.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'm thinking that trip to Chili's is a whole different trip now. It's like, do I really want to take that chance after I heard that last little shootout that they had? I mean, a bar, alcohol, and concealed weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's a good combination ever. Is
no.
I'm just saying.
That is just wow. I guess I'm left right on time then.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, because think, you know, you say you like going to shoot pool.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, so imagine you in the pool hall and it's just like you hit the ball in, they're like, nah, dog, that ain't right.
Yeah.
And they got to shoot you.
I've seen quite a few fights get started over a pool game, and yeah, that's why I'm like, that is not smart at all. Yeah. But think about it.
Mm.
It's another way of getting rid of a lot of a certain group of people. Let them shoot the shit out of each other, and we don't have to deal with it.
So are you saying it's a conspiracy set up by the man to allow folks that they deem unfit to take care of themselves?
I don't know who the man is, but that is what I'm saying. It's just another tactic.
Oh, hold on. So, Ms. 100%, are you, like, turned into a conspiracy theorist?
I'm converted.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
I've always been one in my heart, but, you know, I've been trying to fight it, you know, because I'm one of those love my country type of women, you know, but, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of loving your country and conspiracy theories, I'm reading about climate fixing, where they do the technical fixing of the clouds, where they're supposedly they spray them with seawater, and this is proposed as a technical fix for climate change. Now, according to the report that I was reading, this could do more harm than good, according to research. Because supposedly, whiter cloud reflects more solar energy back into space, cooling the Earth. But the study that was presented at the European Geosciences Union found that using water droplets of the wrong size would lead to warming, not cooling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, you know, people have been going crazy over this global
warming
phenomenon. Now, mm-hmm. Me, it's not a big deal. I mean, I love the heat, summertime. It can get to, you be 100, I'm good. You know, I can get out there and get my sweat dance on. And, but,
anyway. That's your second.
Yeah, I mean, but it begs the question, seriously. Why do we need to fix anything anyway? And so I thought, you know, we've been making this big deal about bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Always talking about bullying and cyberbullying and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, what about 100 climate bullying?
Yes, global bullying. Yes, where they, I mean, it's really, to me, it's the same thing as introducing chemical and biological weapons in other countries and calling it a mistake, you know, stuff like that. I mean, it's the same thing. It's the whole pinky in the brain, we're going to take over the world, that kind of thing. That's the way I see it. It's, I mean, if you create a bad environment for another country or, you know, create the right mix of bad circumstances for another country, is easy to take that country over or to overtake them or overthrow them.
Well,
so,
yeah, and along those lines, I remember there was the movie with Matt Damon in it when he was part of them creating Matt Damon, what's her name with the big lips?
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. And she was his wife, and there was a specific part in the movie where there was this South American dictator, well, leader, who was saying he's not gonna give their products to the United States, and we're gonna keep them for ourselves, and we're gonna get rich. And they showed where the United States had this plane, and they released like a million locusts. And destroyed their crops and destroyed the country, pretty much their system of being sustenance is gone. And
yeah.
I'm thinking, you know, when they talk about climate fixing and helping people, are they really doing it? Because we know governments ain't nice, and they're run by corporations who want to take advantage. You think they really are about? Yeah, we're gonna bring rain to the people. We're going to help people. You really think that 100? It's nice.
You can be a nice.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they always.
There's no such thing.
Yeah, on TV, and when you hear these articles and whatnot, it's like, yeah, we're trying to bring rain to the areas, the indigenous areas and indigenous people who don't get rain a lot. When. It's the exact opposite.
Mm.
You're affecting the weather negatively so that you and your corporate cronies can take advantage of the situation.
Remember I had said before that I believe that the reason for all of the different earthquakes and tsunamis and hurricanes and all those different things were going on and so many tornadoes all across the South, all at one time, and they did, and it just progressed, you know, towards the Midwest and then the East Coast. That is not something that is Mother Nature, whoever Mother Nature is. That, I believe, is something that was generically, or, you know, it was generated. It was somehow. And I know that it's possible. This country is too smart for its own good.
Well, I think it's probably a little bit more than just this country. I think it's probably that conglomeration of people.
The network of, yes. Yes, sir.
Yes, trying to take advantage of situation, create a crisis, and take advantage of a crisis.
Yes. Yeah. Crisis creates money.
That it does.
Funerals is a very lucrative business. Well, and you know that death is money, big money.
Well, yeah, and rebuilding and pushing in these corporations to rebuild is also the big money. Also, it's funny. We don't think of bullying like that.
Mm-hmm.
But in closing, to me, that's bullying. You don't allow the natural progression of things. You force yourself into the situation and make what would naturally be good worse. On that note, I thank everyone for listening in. My man, Illuminati again.
Illuminati again.
My man K. Leslie Graves, guest 15770. Homegirl Chocolate in the other chat room. And of course, to the lovely Miss 100%, my co host. I'm Dick Hugger, aka F the N word, Smooth Drama. We out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama. Smooth.
smooth.